Good morning, all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Just before we begin, just want to dedicate the learning this morning in memory of two people. The first is that I missed Reb Shaya Zirtzai last week, so a dedicated memory of Marino Harav Yeshaya Ben Yechezkel Halevi, his neshama should have an aliyah. And also our dear friend Michael Myron, whose Shiva ends this morning. And so we hope and pray that his neshama should have an aliyah as well. Just to continue from where we left off in the order of the simanim over here, so we're up to Tfilas HaDerech. So a person goes on a trip, on a journey of some sorts. So there is an understanding that we go and we make a bracha called Tfilas HaDerech. We ask Hashem to protect us and keep us safe while we are going on our journey. And it's an interesting bracha to make nowadays because, of course, we do need heavenly assistance always. But the journeys that we make nowadays are a little bit different qualitatively and quantitatively than the journeys that used to take place back in the day. Back in the day, you used to go on a journey, and it was usually for a long sort of a distance, and you were going with a horse or something like that, walking, and so the journey was understandably much more difficult. Nowadays, it is equally difficult, but for different reasons, and we're going on a plane, or we're going on in a car, or something of the like, so the halachos are the same, but our mentality has to be a little bit shifted in terms of what it is that we're davening for. Sometimes we think, we're in our car, we're so safe, nothing bad could happen until that one time that something does happen. You get a flat tire in the middle of nowhere, or you hit a deer, or you hit a moose, depending on where in the country you are. And so we do, of course, need heavenly assistance, and it's important to daven for these things and to say the bracha appropriately, but to know what it is exactly that we're asking for and davening for. So, okay, what are the halachos of Tfilas HaDerech? So when a person goes out on a journey, so there's an understanding that once you leave the understood safe part of your trip, which usually is defined as the city limits, so once you leave the city limits, you go out just a little bit, then you are obligated to make Tfilas HaDerech. There is a question as to when a person should go ahead and make this bracha, which again could be found in any sitter, any app, you know, it's all over the place. You ideally should make it within the first few minutes once you get out of the city limits, but if you don't say it within that point, then you really can say it in any point during the journey before you reach your destination. Let's say a person is going on a trip for several days, right? So they're day one, they're taking a road trip cross country. So day one, they're on their trip and they get to their destination that night. So you make the bracha once that day, again, outside of the city limits. And then day two, you would make it again, and day three and day four and so on and so forth. You would say the bracha every single day that you were going on the actual journey, but only once a day. There is an ideal that when Tefilas HaDerech is said, because at the beginning of it, in the general Brachos 101, there are a few different ways that a bracha could be made. One is you have a bracha at the opening and a bracha at the conclusion, and then the way Tefilas HaDerech works is that there is no bracha at the opening of it, there's only the Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of it. So there is an ideal that if a person is able to make a bracha before Tefilas HaDerech that could go into it with the opening bracha. So the example that's given most commonly is of a person should eat a couple of cookies or something, make an Alam Mechia after those cookies, and then make the Tefilas HaDerech so that you again could have like an opening blessing for the Tefilas HaDerech, and a lot more to talk about, but we'll stop right here. We'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.